Real quickly, the disaster down there was something. When we went to Atlanta, Texas, stayed Saturday night, drove on in, and actually went to church with the Baptists before we left that morning. Went down to Christ Covenant Church. You guys that went on the youth trip, same place we stayed, where the guys stayed. And by the way, they still had the fudge. And the ladies, where they stayed at the Methodist Church, they quite a bit of their roof was damaged. And for you youth, the area, if you remember, between the Methodist Church and the Christ Covenant Church, there were big condos, and those are covered completely with blue tarps. So there's a lot of work to be done in Beaumont. We drove down to Bridge City Sunday evening, and it didn't look too bad. And Dale suggested, well, let's take a side street. And when you went down the side street, and some of the pictures you'll see as we give another presentation, you'll see that there are houses that look okay, but when you put water in them about that high, they basically lost everything. And some of the houses are just going to be destructed. So it was really pretty devastating to see that. The house we started out with, by the way, we get up 5:30 in the morning, made it to the work site about 7. And we fiddled around and left about 4 in the evening. Put in a full work day. The first house was in the big city of Vidor, which is, you can't really tell it's a town. Our two homeowners there, Hurricane Rita 3 years ago, they have, I don't know how tall those things were, 100 plus feet pines tipped the front of their house out. They just got that fixed, and Ike comes along, 100-foot pine, takes the back of their house out. So you were seeing their home up there. We spent 4 days with them and became really good friends with the homeowners there. We went over to, I think there was a picture of George up there. That's, let's see, where is that? Is that Bridge City? Yeah. FEMA trailers. I didn't know which one of our pictures he was running, but we only have 400 or 500 pictures, guys. So, at any rate, we went over to Vidor. That was the first 4 days, and Raymond and Cindy were the homeowners there. And the dog owners in here will tell you we had two other ones that we had a lot of fun with, was Spencer and a big husky on the front door. At any rate, did all that work there. On Friday, we went to George's home, and it had a tree that had fallen on the top of it, put in two new rafters and sheetrocking, and laid carpet after we did that. And let's see, then we went over to Joe's house and put in doors and did a new front porch, and the ladies cleaned floors. Joe's house is still from Rita. Didn't bother him with Ike, but he's still working up from Rita.
Sounds like you guys didn't work at all.
Yeah, we did, yeah. And real quickly, the other thing, the people down there of Beaumont, we just had a fantastic time with them. Bev and David, if some of you remember the youth part, they came and ate a meal with us and shared their story. And then some of you remember Susan that worked with us. Her name became Supergirl, and she helped us with everything and worked with us all 5 days. And her husband, Ward, was great. We would like to share this with you and have some time. So we're going to put a meal on. We'll talk about when it is, if we can fit it in between meals. Those of you that are shareholders, how many got some cards from us? Get any cards? All right, good. They made it. So. Look forward to a meal coming up and a whole bunch of pictures. Thank you very much for your support.
Folks, the Volunteers in Mission is a rubber meets the road ministry. That is a way for us to experience how the money that we give here can make a true difference. You can see it making a difference in people's lives. And the interesting thing is you go there to make a difference in their life, and they end up making a difference in yours. Right, VIM team? Yeah. So we have one more very important ministry minute from our youth. Youth, would you like to come up?